News from Oroville, 17th of July, 2009, on microphone Marlenka, in studio Sean, Miriam, and Chloe. While this is monsoon season, Oroville's weather forecast does show the possibility of rainfall today through early next week. Southwesterly winds 15 to 24 kilometers per hour, temperature range 27 to 38 degrees. That rainfall will be greatly appreciated. And the following is an interview with Susan, faculty member at the American University in Paris.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. First of all, I've had a wonderful reception, a wonderful welcome here, and I've really enjoyed the few days I've spent here thus far. I'm from the American University of Paris, where I've been a professor for the past 22 years. I'm currently the director of one of the divisions. We have four divisions. Mine is the Division of Politics, Economics, and Public Policy. We have several students here at the moment interning in Oroville, working on projects that have to do with economics and public policy. And I've come on behalf of the university to reflect with Orovillians on how we might form a partnership between the university and the community of Oroville.
How are you doing so far, and who are you working with?
Well, I'm working with my students, first and foremost, because we learn most from our students. So Catherine Mitchell and Monica as well, who are here. I'm also working with Jocelyn, who is the mother of a colleague of mine, Tanya Elder, past 15 years. I've known Tanya a very long time. And, of course, Laurent, who will be returning later in the week from France. We have many connections, faculty connections, with Oroville at the American University of Paris, so I haven't lacked for guidance since I've been here.
And how do you see this impacting Oroville and its economic situation, the work that you're doing?
There's several ways we can work with Oroville. First of all, we can provide graduate-level expertise. Students who are in our graduate programs, they need to be working with local Orovillian consultants who obviously serve as their mentors. We've incorporated that in our program for the coming December. Work with them to help Oroville examine different areas of communications, public policy, economic mapping, for example. We also would be interested in perhaps creating a more permanent structure here, finding the funding for that structure, for example, an office space or a meeting space, and going forward with a long-term plan for partnering on sustainable development between the university, possibly the city of Paris, and Oroville.
A film screening will take place next Wednesday, 22nd July, 7 p.m. at Multimedia Center Auditorium, which presents the architectural work of Mr. B.V. Doshi. Mr. Doshi is an eminent architect planner, academic, philosopher, as well as a member of the governing board of the Oroville Foundation. The film shows his role in setting up what's known as the best school of architecture in India, a center for environmental planning and technology, and posits these roles within the larger narrative of his philosophies on life and his relationship with people. The film is a series of conversations around his projects. Film showings such as this are of particular interest here in Oroville, which, although now approaching its 42nd birthday, is still in the infant stages of building the city it wants to become. A post-film interactive session with the filmmaker follows the film. The Oroville Volunteers and Internship Service operates in the Unity Pavilion here in Oroville to provide all interested people from India and the world with opportunities for work and learning experiences here. There's a growing demand from enthusiastic and motivated youth worldwide to offer their energy and time to help, to work, and join Oroville's projects. With the help of these quite often well-qualified students, a field survey is presently underway to know better the origin, number, and characteristics of students and volunteers coming to Oroville. Feel free to contact study@oroville.org.in for further information. Strength lies not in how we differ from one another, but in recognizing how much we're similar. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville.org. Thanks for listening.